understand, first of all, that I'm not a medical doctor. I'm an engineer. And so my part of it was designing the microchip, not interfacing it to the nervous system and this type of thing. But byproducts that came from that were other microchips that began being used in places like Chino Prison. Instead of an lesion in the brain, they were using a microchip for sex offenders and child molesters. Now, folks, this was a progression of things that happened. And as it moved along, the chips became more sophisticated, and at one point they determined that we can't use a flat chip that has to be surgically implanted. This won't work. We got into designing cylindrical architecture, got into designing stacked strata, and building a cylindrical chip. This microchip, in fact, my wife has got one in her purse. It's going to be difficult to pass it around to everybody in here. In some meetings we can do that. Here it would be a little difficult. But this microchip, very small, fits through an eye of a hypodermic needle. Now, right here in Sacramento, you have been exposed to this in pets and this type of thing. We've been using it for brands. We've been using it for all kinds of things. There's a group called InfoPet down in Los Angeles that claims they can keep track of 1 billion pets to within 10 feet of where they're at. And so these things are here. The reason we're here and sharing with you tonight is that these things are real, folks. And we're moving to the positive identification of the microchip. I'm going to kind of bunch some things together here, but one of the things that happened was we went out, we spent $1.5 million doing some research on places to put the microchip. We had determined this chip has 250,000 components, a little lithium battery built into it, and a charging circuit. It fits through a hypodermic needle, and one of the problems was you got to recharge this thing. You can't run in and change your battery like you do on your watch once a year, and so they've got to recharge this thing. And so we had a charging circuit built into it, and it was a charging circuit built on temperature change. We spent $1.5 million, between $1.2 million and $1.5 million, trying to determine where the places on the body were that the temperature changed the most rapidly. They could have asked any mother. All they'd had to do was ask her, because the places they came up with, and I've got the reports back on it, the places they came up with were just below the hairline on the forehead and on the back of the right hand. Two places in the body. I think it was kind of interesting because there wasn't an antichrist in that group. There was 100 men involved in it, or actually 101 men and a couple women involved in the project. There wasn't an antichrist. There wasn't anybody that came in wearing long red underwear and a tail and a pair of horns. Everybody was, they were just guys trying to do a job. We had a lot of freedom in what we were doing, and we were all trying to do the very best we can. One of the things during the project engineer doesn't always get to control everything, and I fought the use of lithium as a battery source. I didn't like the idea of lithium because I felt that lithium was a little risky in some areas, and I felt that it might cause us some problems. I wanted to go to a couple other ones, gallium arsenide. I wanted to go to a couple other battery sources, and they wouldn't go to that with me. Then I began to understand, after God put the call on my life, and I began to look at Scripture, why? And I would like to have you turn with me to Revelation 13, and I'm going to show you some things. The Bible that I had at the time, I read it, and it said in verse 16, it said, "And he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead." Now, the Bible I had said on the right hand or on the forehead. I looked at that and I said, "Praise He said, look it up in the Greek. And I've got the pages from the Strong's Concordance here so that you can look it up yourself. The word mark is chiragma in the Greek. And it's 5480 in the Strong's Concordance in the Greek. And it says a scratch, an etching, a stamp, as a badge of servitude, or cut into. It takes you to the word charax, which is to sharpen to a point, the idea of scratching, a stake, a pointed object, pointed into. I believe what John saw as Jesus was giving him the book of Revelation, I believe what he saw was a hypodermic needle, and I'm going to tell you why. Because in the meetings that I have been in, meetings in Luxembourg, meetings in London, meetings at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel in San Francisco with a lot of these people, I've been in 17 of these One World type meetings, The whole idea behind it is identification. And folks, it's not a barcode. You can't contain enough in a barcode. First thing is, nobody would accept a barcode. Who wants that thing out there? But I believe it's the microchip under the skin. And by the way, I'll go into at the last meeting we had this morning, a church that we were in, a man walked up who was a government employee right here in Sacramento and said, I attended a meeting last week where they said key personnel will receive the microchip, government personnel, key personnel, and he was in that meeting. And so we're finding these things. Well, God showed me something else. He said, take a look at not the numbers 666, but the word for 666. I said, Lord, I didn't know there was one of those. And there is. It is 5516 in the Strong's Concordance, and it's Chixastigma. The 22nd and 14th, an optional letter of the Greek alphabet, intermediate between the 5th and 6th, used as numbers denoting respectively 660 and 6. That takes you to the word stigma. The last part of that word is stigma. Now I want you to listen to this carefully because it's really... It was difficult to dig this out. It's difficult to share it with you. The word stigma is to stick or to prick, a mark incised or punched for recognition of ownership. And so I looked at all of those and I wept for days. And God said, you let me take care of it. You go and share the message. I've set you, O son of man, as a watchman on the wall to sound the trumpet. And if you don't sound the trumpet, their blood is on your hands. But if you sound the trumpet and they don't listen, the blood is on their hands. And folks, I'm here to share these things with you for a reason. There's too many things that have tied together in these days. We have children in Florida right now in daycare centers receiving the microchip identification. It is being used in many, many areas. There's Alzheimer's patients receiving. Now, I want to point something else out to you. I fought the lithium, and they overruled me, and they used lithium. To one of the doctors at my Boston Medical Center about the concentration of lithium used in the microchip. I said, what happens if that breaks down? If the chip breaks down, if there's a blow struck and it breaks down. He said, and this guy was an atheist. He said, it'll cause a sore, a grievous sore. And I went and I looked at Revelation 16, verse 2. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon which have the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship the image. I want to point out something to you folks. That sore is singular. It's sore. They didn't break out with sores. They broke out with a sore. If that might, I believe God's going to pop them microchips all at once for all the people that have cut them, and they're all going to end up with a boil on their hand. Praise God. You know, it's an interesting thing about God is omnipresent, omnipotent. He is everywhere. But what's the Antichrist got to do? He's got to use every bit of technology he can to keep track of you and I. And so he's going to use everything he can, and that's the reason why I believe we've come to this. It's not an easy message. It's a hard message to go out and give. But I want to tell you something, folks. God is on the throne, and we win. And if you'll check the tomb, it is empty. And we need to be excited about that. We're living in the most exciting time we could ever live in. The reason why you're pulled together as a body of Christ is to be with one another, to support one another, to lift one another up. I had people ask me this morning, well, what should we do? When's this going to happen? I tell them, you know, the when doesn't make any difference. If you don't know the who, you're in trouble already.